this week on an all-new episode of Crazy Train of Thought, brought to you by the Idiot Savants. Join host Ryan Wolf, Pokemaster Troy Osborne, Madeline, and Colin Frickin' Giffey for rants such as... I'm a new Series X. I have more hard drives than the actual console itself.
I'm gonna go hacking.
Finish the cool. Game. Take a shot.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm fucking Superman.
Get up. You're fine.
Dude. I don't want to talk to people the amount that I do.
We're going off the rails on a crazy train of thought.
Check a look.
Welcome everybody to Crazy Train of Thought. Right by the Idiot Savants, thank you so much for joining us today. I am your host, Ryan Wolf. We are live, officially now, from Savant Studios.
Wait, hold on.
From Savant Studios.
Can't get my hand in the shot. I tried.
Joining me today, I have...
Pokemaster Troy Osborne.
Pokemaster Troy Osborne is here. How you doing today, Troy?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I have, like... 8 cameras pointed at me.
Yes. We're trying to do a different thing here. We're doing like a full main shot, and I'm gonna somehow try and control these fucking cameras. Moving on from that.
Yes.
Next.
Madeline. Hi.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah?
your name?
Yeah. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm okay.
Oh.
Do you need to talk? We're here for you.
It's no bueno. You should leave.
No.
We don't need your negativity right now.
Oh, I'll just go. I'll just go. Who's going to control the cameras if I'm gone?
We'll figure it out.
I'll host.
I'll hook up a remote. I have a remote.
That.
You didn't know that?
Would probably be ideal. All right, next.
Freaking Colin Giffey.
Colin Giffey joins us.
Back on the pod.
Back on the
as
pod.
As it were.
Glad to have you back, man.
I know, dude. It's good to be back.
We missed you last week.
Yeah.
Last week, just Sam, Troy... and me,
okay,
holding down the fort, and we touched on the Xbox Series X last week, but you wanted to talk about that a little bit more today. So
yeah,
why don't
it
you
sucks.
Hit
okay.
Wait, what?
Why don't you hit us with that a little
so
bit?
I'm a little
here.
Upset because I didn't get it till I pre-ordered this thing.
Somehow. I remember.
Remember how I somehow magically pre-ordered it? I don't know what episode that was. I talked about that, but I ended up pre-ordering
September.
It, and it was supposed to come that day, the day it released, and I wasn't home to sign for it. Freaking FedEx. And I tried to request them to hold it at a location for me, and they didn't do it that day. Instead, they accepted it for the next day. So I had to wait till the next day to get my Series X. So I was kind of upset.
You should have just camped out with us.
Yeah, should have camped out with you guys. That would have been fun. But
yeah,
I wasn't
absolutely.
Invited. I wasn't invited.
I mean...
Come on.
Actually, I don't know that you were invited.
I wasn't. I would have came if I was,
sorry,
Ryan. Come on.
I didn't put that in the group chat, did I? Oops.
Yeah, but I got my Series X, and I was pretty happy with it. You know, the design of it. I love the controller. I like, for the most part, the D-pad is a little clicky.
Okay.
In my opinion, it's, like, a little loud. Like, me and Troy are talking, like, whoever uses the D-pad, like, think of a game you use the D-pad in, Ryan.
Gears.
Okay, that's
Gears
one.
Gears. D-pad and Gears. No, I mean,
right.
Selecting the weapons.
Oh, it's like, yeah, I guess I could see that. Yeah, that'd be kind of annoying. It's just so loud.
I mean, the click doesn't really bother me. I was using
like
it last night to play.
It's satisfying to press, but it's so loud.
And it's a hearty click.
It's a pretty hearty click.
I would say it's a hearty click.
Yep.
hearty.
But I didn't have too many games to try. I didn't have anything that was a console release. Like,
well,
wasn't anything,
fuck. I mean, there's nothing to play right now, really.
So, yeah. I downloaded Pro Skater.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of that.
There you go.
That was fun.
That's not optimized, though.
No.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
I played Jedi Fallen Order.
Okay.
Which, it looks super choppy. I don't know if it's just because I'm used to playing on my monitor, but then I went into the graphics settings of it, and it was like, I can't remember what setting it was, but it was basically just change it to 1080p, and I think it's 1080p at 60 frames.
Okay.
And that was buttery smooth. Like, I love that. And the problem with the Xbox is, and I think for most people, is there's no point in having them go up to 120 frames a second when most people's TVs are only locked at 4K 60.
Well, and it's not even just the TVs that's the problem. Like,
HDMI.
It's the HDMI. Yeah. That HDMI 2.1 a lot of most TVs on the market don't have it. And most TVs bought within, I would say, the last year even probably don't even utilize it. Like, I bought a new Samsung TV. I talked about it on the pod in December of last year, and it doesn't have HDMI 2.1. So, like, right now, I'm not prepped for next gen, and I have two fucking consoles sitting in my living room that I can't utilize to their maximum potential.
Exactly. So,
and it annoys me to no end. I'll tell you that.
Should I hook it up to my monitor and like see if that does it? Like,
I would definitely.
I haven't tried it out yet, but I mean, it should work just fine.
Right.
But I would just like to see how much it would make a difference if I like booted up order without that.
You have the Alienware monitor,
right?
I do
have the Alienware.
So
I mean, not the Alienware. I have a Samsung.
Okay.
It's, I can't remember the exact model of it, but. It's a good monitor. It's 240 hertz. I don't know if it has 2.1 or not. I tried looking at the specs.
Well, you could probably DisplayPort to HDMI, and that might get around it.
That might, yeah. Because it does have a DisplayPort input on it, which is what I run for my computer anyways.
Right.
My computer only runs 1080p, so I'm not sure exactly if it would just be the graphics card that I need to make it 4K. But anyway, back to the Xbox. So I also booted up Rocksmith. That was a game I have a disc of, so I have the Xbox Series X, so I was able to use the disc and see how well that worked. I got it booted up, and if those of you don't know what Rocksmith is, it's basically like a Guitar Hero for real life. Like, you actually plug in your guitar, it's quarter inch to USB, you plug it in, you play along with the music, it also gives you lessons and stuff. Really cool game, I've been playing it for a while. Also bought a crap ton of DLC for it on Xbox One, like a bunch. So I load it up, and I noticed none of my DLCs downloaded, you know, cool, whatever. I'll go back. I went to the store, and I was going through the songs, and I was like, why are only some of my DLC, like, showing up? Like, Seven Nation Army is one that I know for sure that I bought because that was the one I mastered. And I'm like, why the heck isn't it? It's trying to make me buy it again for $3.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not going to buy this again. Like, I've already bought it. So I'm like, why is only half of my DLC actually showing up on the freaking, on Microsoft? And I go to my purchase history, and it won't even show up on my purchase history.
What the fuck?
Which is weird. And some of the DLC that I have were like part of free packs.
Okay.
Just like, for example, like a Jimi Hendrix pack. And only half of the Jimi Hendrix songs showed up. I ended up contacting Microsoft because I was obviously upset about, you know, not having my songs. And they told me they were going to give it to like basically their higher ups because it was a problem. And he was like trying to see if anyone else reported that issue. Nobody has yet. But I'm assuming like how many people play freaking Rocksmith? Like
probably
2014.
Yeah.
It's not a whole lot.
It's four people left. Yeah. There's one.
So I would probably be the only one that actually knows
that has a Series X and is playing Rocksmith.
Exactly. So I contacted them.
I mean, to be fair, like the second game I played was Rock Band.
Yeah.
So like Rock Band 4 is the second game that I fired up on my console.
Yep.
So
boy, that was an adventure.
Well, yeah, Troy was here. I'll talk about that as soon as you're done because I got some of my own issues, but continue.
Yeah, but I contacted them and they're like, oh, it also seems to be a problem that Ubisoft is having in general.
Right.
It's a Ubisoft game. Apparently they're having issues with their DLC. And he didn't say exactly what. He just said we're having issues with their DLC. He didn't say it wasn't showing up in people's purchase history or anything.
Okay.
So I'm like, I wonder if I go back to my Xbox One if they're still on there. They should be because they're downloaded.
Right.
And I wonder if I go to the store on my Xbox One and actually show those as purchased.
Yeah, like how do you prove that you bought it?
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, like, I would think that there's got to be some kind of saved progress because it saves your progress for their songs. So like when it syncs your data, it would probably, it's like if I download that song, I'd be like, oh, you probably have this amount, like, percentage on this song of accuracy.
Yeah.
Because it tells you how accurate, you know, how, like, what percentage you are of mastering that song.
Okay.
And so I would think that would save regardless of whether you had that. Like, I could try it out and try purchasing it, but I don't want to do that.
Right. Right.
So, but they said they would get back to me, and they still haven't.
Well, how long ago was that?
That was, like, a week ago. Well, he said, give it 3 days.
Yeah, that seems to be the corporate response that I've gotten from from Samsung.
Yeah.
Not about DLC issues, but we'll give it 72 business hours or whatever, business days, and then they don't get back to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking bullshit. So overall, though, console is pretty good.
Pretty
right?
awesome.
So far?
I just haven't, like I said, I haven't played anything really optimized for it.
Try Tetris Effect.
Is it free?
It is Game on Pass? Game Pass.
Okay.
And it is an experience.
Well, I could probably download like
VR. Like it was made for VR. Try it.
But Rock Band though was a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
Just like not sync up or what? Like
I think Ryan had too many Yeah, how many hard drives did you have plugged into that bad boy?
Troy, I had 4 hard drives connected. I had my 14 terabyte that I just bought. I had my 8 terabyte that was on my 1X. And I had
one that was daisy chained, right?
It wasn't daisy chained.
Got my new Series X. I had more hard drives than the actual console itself. Like,
the internal hard drive.
Yeah.
And then I had an SSD USB'd in as well. So I have a USB splitter that, because I have so many USB devices that,
bro,
that need to connect.
And the Rock Band thing was USB'd in as well.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't matter.
I mean, but that's another USB connection.
Right. So, yeah, that was on there. Like, the legacy adapter is what Troy's talking about.
All right, Series X, let's see what you got.
It didn't know what to do with all that storage.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. So, I had, at one time, I had all of the Rock Band DLC that I owned downloaded to the SSD, the external SSD, for this purpose. Like, yeah. I wanted to download all that stuff so it's fucking plug and play. Like, I can grab that USB drive, and if I want to play in the basement, if I want to play upstairs,
yeah,
plug and play. I'm going to play Rock Band. But I had not updated that for the new DLC that I bought in a little while. So it didn't have all the DLC on it, but I had some of it downloaded on my 8 terabyte hard drive, and I was trying to move it all to the 14 terabyte hard drive.
Oh, man. Do you not do that through computer, or does it have to be through the console? It
has to be through the console.
Wow.
So, and it actually moves really quickly.
Yeah.
So it funnels data through pretty fast. Like, it transferred Deus Ex from the hard drive to the from the external to the internal in like 6 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a 70 gig game.
Wow.
So it's not bad at all.
It's really good.
But with Rock Band, like, not all of it registered. I had to go find some of the DLC and re-download it, even because it wasn't even all downloaded. And then I had to move it. I ended up just moving it all to the internal drive and being like, fuck it. I'm not going to use any of these externals. I'm going to move all this shit over. Like, I can't get it to load because we went back and forth between, like, okay, start Rock Band. Okay, 100 DLC songs. Nope. Gonna need to be more than that. Fucking shut it off. Try and reload the drives. Okay, 200. Nope. Needs to be more than that. So it was
yikes. We had a set list of 11 songs, but he has 500 available, and he needs every one of them to scroll through.
Dude, Jesus. How am I going to play all my songs if they're not on there for me to play?
I understand, but we didn't need them at that point.
Wrong.
Wrong. I needed all of them.
Wrong. Bruh.
Bruh.
Come on, man. Seriously.
My Xbox One is now officially a paperweight.
Okay.
Except for Rocksmith. the only thing I can still use it for.
Idea that I thought of, have a USB flash drive, or if you have a hard drive, move your songs to that and then plug them into the
I could try
Series
that.
X. That's, I don't know. That'd be my I just thought about
how
that.
How well that would work. I don't know how to do file transfer. Like,
no, you just plug it in and then you go to your settings, your like page with all of the game data, and you can transfer it all to an external.
Okay.
And then you plug it into the Series
X. I have an
X.
External SSD.
Yes.
That would work.
Yeah. Plug it in, transfer it to that, then plug it into the Series X and then transfer it to the internal and see if that.
That might work.
That
probably
didn't
work. Suggest that.
They didn't suggest
I watched
that.
This man move data for an hour.
It was at least an hour that we were fucking with that thing. For real, man.
That's about how long I was on the phone with Microsoft.
Yeah.
That was a good, that wasn't that long then. I mean, that was a good response time.
It was.
Yeah, an hour.
It wasn't bad.
I
was on the way home from work just
hour.
Listening to the phone call music.
Yep.
It was great. And so, then he's like, do you have your account number pulled up? And I was like, no, but I can pull over. So I pull over and got my phone.
Oh my God, you were fucking driving?
Yeah, I had it hooked up to my car, so I was just on the phone in the car, like, just through the Bluetooth, like.
The fuck?
So yeah.
All right.
Have this, and I got home, I was like, well, I'm home now, so I can launch it on my Xbox.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you open this and do this? Nothing worked. Good job, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Look. Steve tried, and I'm sure his name is Steve.
Minecraft Steve?
Minecraft Steve.
Yes.
He tried.
Muy bueno.
Muy bueno. Yeah. Excellent work, Steve. Thank you.
I just love how they always have like a plan. Like, my name's, hello, my name is Mike.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. I was going to say, he was not English.
They don't ever give me English names. Yeah.
No?
No, like the last time when I called Samsung, they were like, yeah, this is Sathi Rananan. And I'm like, hello.
Hello.
I don't know how to remember your name.
It's so bad. What can you do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm used to that.
I mean, that's all right. Not going to pay Americans to do that shit. Look at that. Yeah. Fuck.
You want to talk to people 24/7?
Sure. No. No, I don't.
I would do
I
it.
I don't want to talk to people the amount that I do.
Yeah. I work in customer service. 8 hours is enough.
Yeah, I should
say. I
can't
do it.
All right. Let's move on from that. Today, though, for real, we came to talk about Avengers.
Avengers.
That's why we brought Madeline in. We brought the big guns in to talk about Avengers.
Not the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, sorry. The Avengers, the game.
The game.
So let's get going on that. Why don't you go ahead and start, Madeline?
Okay. I didn't like it that much.
I don't know anybody that did.
I was not expecting that. For real, I thought yeah, I thought you were going to come guns blazing. You're like, this game's fucking awesome. And I was going to be like,
I've played games before. I'm about good. So,
and this is not one.
It's not like.
Excellent.
It's not like complete garbage, but it's like not the best.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I can see that.
That's kind of my leaning too. I guess if I had to start with a rating, I'd go with like a 5 or a 6.
Yeah.
I think that it's super grindy. I don't think the gameplay is interesting at all.
Nope.
I don't like when, for the listeners, sorry, I'm sorry.
We've got fucking spoilers.
Full spoilers for the story, because I think the story is absolutely the best part of the game.
Yeah.
Yes, sure.
100%, because it's like, I don't like we just mentioned off air, Colin, that video for the cutscenes is 5 hours long. There's like 5 hours of fucking Avengers story here that you can play, and I mean play, watch, as it were.
Observe.
Yeah, you can just observe. So
almost like the Borderlands thing where it's like, you're going to give me these characters that I can control, but you're going to put me in a cutscene where I can't do nothing about it.
Oh, for sure.
It's like I'm the Hulk. I could stop that from happening, but I'm stuck behind this door.
take 3 hits to hit to kill a small, minuscule human.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm Hulk.
That is a giant complaint.
It's like stupid.
Hulk,
like
Hulk
like,
and Thor are both very underpowered in the game.
Yeah, it's like Lou Ferrigno Hulk. It's just a human with muscles.
I am painted green, and I am Hulk.
Oh my god! Yeah, it's.
When Thor came in, I was so excited because Thor is my favorite character. He's my favorite Avenger, and I was so excited. And I was like, "This is not what I feel like being Thor should be like."
Well, okay, playing as Thor?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Like, his first intro, like, he has this little cutscene where he walks out of work or whatever, and his boots and his t-shirt, and then...
Where he walks out
of work. Oh, mighty human, like, small human.
He, like, makes fun of humans a lot.
Yeah.
Very racist.
Yes. But, I mean, he does that, like, in the... Like, that's on brand for that character. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
It's all right.
Not that racism should be on brand. All right, that's not what I'm trying to say. You should, if that's your thing,
that's
do
Colin's
not embrace
brand.
It.
That's Colin's brand.
Oh, hey now, watch
hey,
it.
Hey now. But I thought...
Not true.
I thought that playing as Thor was fun? Like, better than
it
playing
looked
as
clunky
the other...
As hell.
I didn't play it. It was clunky.
So I can't really say anything, but it looked clunky.
I think my favorite person to play as was Cap.
Okay.
I fucking hated Cap.
Really?
He was the worst.
About terrible. How much you can play as Cap?
Yeah.
I hated Cap's part in the story.
Well, because
he wasn't there.
Like,
let's put Cap back in the ice.
Thank you.
The story.
The problem with that fucking story is like, It is all build up. That entire story is build up and almost zero payoff except for the last 20 fucking minutes.
I agree. Yeah.
You don't unlock Cap until the last maybe hour of the game.
Like a freaking satellite. Like,
yeah, and that's fine. Like, that's a cool part of the story, I think. But that game makes you play tutorials until the end of the game.
Yeah.
Like, you are still doing tutorials 2 hours before you finish it. And you're that's trying to play as this character. Stupid. That's fucking stupid because you've already played through the demo. You've got Kamala's part.
Well, the demo you get. You
Not the demo. You played the intro, and in the intro you play as all of those characters, which is a cool idea for a demo, but it's not a cool idea to put in your finished fucking game because that's not fun.
Weird. Especially like, that, for the people that went through the whole demo.
Right.
I finished the demo and then I had to play the demo again. And then I had to play it a third time because my save got corrupted, remember?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like I had to restart the game. I got to Kamala's apartment where she like where you're like, I'm gonna go hacking. And then she she freaking
tiny dancer.
she falls through the map and just it will like go dark and then it would just be her sitting in an empty space on her computer and then all of a sudden the whole camera would just drop and you just I have video of it that you can
please,
put in.
It's like Fall and Order when it first came out, dude.
Please so let me broke in the so fucking video.
I then okay, I'm gonna revert to save, go back one checkpoint, right?
Right.
So the last of the demo. It wasn't even the demo though. Like I'm in the game, all right? But the last part of the beginning, what do you call that? The prologue, I guess.
Yeah, okay, sure.
The prologue. Is where you're fighting as Black Widow.
Right.
So she squats down like she's gonna take a poop and then she falls through the map. And you just fall forever.
You just waited.
I sat there and waited for like 20 minutes once. That's just so watching funny. Her fall. And getting further and further from New York.
By Taskmaster.
I mean,
didn't see that one coming.
That was a story beat, Troy.
The game was broken. I had to completely delete the whole game and my save, delete all data from my Xbox.
Seriously?
Redownload everything and start a new game.
Play the demo.
And then play the demo again. The prologue. We'll call it the prologue at this point.
Sure, sure.
Play the prologue again, and I got past Kamala's part for the second time, or not past it.
I gotta go collect all the magazines.
He's an adult.
Collect all the magazines.
I was dumb. I was like, what are they watching right now?
Yeah.
My favorite part was she just walks up to Thor.
Oh, hi, Thor.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely would not have done that.
She just happens to come in contact with all of them.
I know. Like that's just normal for them.
Yeah.
Like,
and didn't Cap just like gift her one of them? Like, he's not going to do that. He can't pick favorites.
Where did he even
get
that from?
Yeah. He's like, hey, buddy, can you? I'm Captain America.
He's dealing comic books on the side. Like,
you got a 20?
No change.
I said that in his accent. I love his accent in the game. He's like, yo, I'm Cap.
So the fucking game is a glitchy ass mess.
Yes.
And like, I had so many things that were broken in the game. I was like, I don't know if this is by design or if
you guys
or like,
if you didn't play it like I did, you didn't get the full experience.
No, I did. Okay, I didn't get the full fucking glitch ass.
I was walking through fucking Quinjets, man. Invisible.
You want to get on the Quinjet? He just fucking walks in the ramp, just keeps going.
No, you walk.
The ramp is like this, and he just keeps going in. No, doesn't go up.
So the ramp goes up, right? And you walk up the ramp. You can see the ramp, and then on the other side of the ramp was a hole. So I jumped in the hole. Walked behind the map. I have video of the whole thing, man.
Please.
Oh,
guys, I found glitch in the game. It's how to get out of the map and Call of Duty.
It is bad.
I got the map in Call of Duty.
Dude, getting out of the map in Call of Duty is fun, but when you do it in that game,
right,
that's the worst. You can't use that to your advantage. You can't play the game.
I got ahead of the challenges and then went back. Like, I had magazines before I talked to the lady at the beginning that's like, collect the magazines, dude.
I have all of them already.
Yep.
have all nine.
Did that.
I think it was nine. I don't know how many it was.
It's four.
It's too many. However four? Many is too fucking many. That whole scene, like,
it was
should have been a cut scene.
It was a cut scene.
That whole thing, that whole thing where you walk through, you talk to your dad, you fucking fly in on the helicopter, like, why play that? Why make the player play
it's
that?
It's just a story game, and they want to make you feel like you're playing it.
Oh, my God.
Because they didn't want to make it an animated movie. They wanted to make it a video game.
So, having said that, like, I liked certain things about the characters that they chose. I think Kamala is a strong character. I loved her voice acting.
Mm-hmm.
Except her quips. Like, her quips get old.
Some of that doesn't work totally all the way through. But, like, a lot of the stuff about Kamala and how she is enamored with the Avengers, I think works on a... As an Avengers fan,
yes,
like I think that works for
that
me.
That was the perfect character
yeah,
to pick
for sure
as the playable
to bring her into with. That. Yes. I think that was cool. But like you said, Troy, a lot of that does get old for sure. Like her little things that she says, and like at some point, you've been working with these guys for a while, like you can
I made myself
you don't
a superhero
be a fan
costume,
girl anymore.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Thank
I made myself
you.
A superhero costume that somehow stretches with me.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
Where did you develop that? Like, how? Take some technology. Like,
she's smart.
Just gotta suspend your disbelief,
first
man.
Flexible human. Did you go to Elastigirl and get that?
I liked her in the beginning because she was a fangirl. And it's like I'm with the Avengers.
Yeah. Yes.
But then she like kept going as like, the fangirl. I'm like, get
wow,
over it.
So right. cool. Wow, so cool.
How many times you say cool? And then fucking
oh my.
I don't know.
I didn't
make a drinking game out of that. Like a game within a game.
I didn't even finish
the game.
You said,
cool, take a shot.
Well, since it's not much of a game, you'll need that.
Just watching it half the time, your controller just in your lap. You're like, wow.
I think I had,
wow.
I probably had, I would say between 15 and 20 hours into the game, 5 of that is cutscenes. 5 hours of cutscenes in this game. That's crazy. That's a crazy amount.
I think with like Spider-Man though. I mean a lot of the single player story games are a lot like that.
I don't know.
I don't know why they didn't just leave that demo part out. Like why the part where you in the beginning where you play as all the characters and you get
you
all that
have to understand what happened.
But like but you've already seen it. Like either make
but
that
some
a
people
cutscene.
Haven't though.
I don't want to play that though because why? Because you get that fucking training session in the beginning and then you get 17 more training sessions in the fucking game.
And you don't play as any of them for the most part.
Oh, right. Goodness,
and then when you do play as them, they give you another training session.
Yeah. Yes. And then you go to the training room to unlock more challenges and it's all this fucking
well,
training.
You get a file out like Iron Man.
And like,
oh.
I hated playing as Tony.
I thought, oh. So
I thought it was terrible.
Voice actor. Yeah.
I played as Tony until I got Thor, and then I was like, Thor is so much better. But I just needed to fly. Like, I just needed to not be on the ground because traversing the world with Kamala and Hulk, I fucking hate it.
Yes.
So as soon as I got the ability to fly, I'm like, yes, give me the ability to get vertical. Like, I just want to fly up and unlock the chest so I can get more gear. And that was fun, like the flying is fun, I think.
I usually played as Widow just because she can like slingshot herself over everything.
Yeah, Widow is OP of all of the characters.
She was
it's
like the
so
main
good.
Character I played as.
Yeah.
Because it's the only one that made sense.
Without powers.
Yes, yeah. The person without powers is
she
OP.
Got,
she
like,
was
electric.
The one, that was in the like in the demo, I was like, that was the one. She was my favorite. And that was the one that Phil was like, I can't believe Black Widow played. But.
She plays
like, she's
best.
So fast. Like,
yes.
She plays super fast.
Yes. And it's,
and you
and
can
it's
dodge attacks
punch.
All the time.
Yes.
And that's the thing that I hated about playing as Hulk. And there are segments in this game where you have to play as those characters.
It's a slow human.
They make you. And he is, like, I don't know how many times I got fucking sniped as the Hulk. And I'm like, why?
Yeah. In
why?
The movies, he gets sniped and it's just think.
Yeah, the fucking bullets just bounce off that motherfucker. And in this game, I'm just like, oh yeah, dead. I'm fucking
I'm playing
dead
again. Superman game.
Like,
how did I die? Like, I'm fucking Superman.
Like, right?
Like, get up, you're fine.
Right? Just shake it off, bro. You're all right.
You get punched once from a
you
human.
You get bigger, right?
Like right. I should get more angry and like be invincible. And as Hulk, I'm super fucking not.
Sad because Cap's gone.
So the main story is like, okay, you're introduced to Kamala. She's in New York City, and then she's got to get the fuck out of New York City, like right fucking now.
She doesn't even say goodbye to her dad.
No, yeah, she's like, peace.
And then the ending of the game where he's just like, oh, yeah, welcome home. Like, no, you were just gone for how long without saying goodbye?
No big deal.
Beta.
No big deal.
Did he even call to check on her, though?
She calls after she finds Hulk, I think. She calls from a payphone while she's on the way there. Something. And she's just like, hey, I'm taking a weekend off. I'm going to go with my besties and we're going to fucking camp or some shit.
We're on this trip. And, like, and then she's like traversing through like...
for canyons
the Grand
and stuff.
Canyon.
Yeah, like, how did you get from...
You were just in the city. How are you in the Grand Canyon?
Took a bus there? Like, that's an 8-day trip if you take a Greyhound. Like,
no, she's... Whoosh, whoosh, like Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. With his stretchy arms
in the desert.
Shit.
Yeah. Like the Spider-Man games where he's swinging through the park.
Nah, don't add up here.
You know what he does? Hit no fucking buildings.
He just makes her arms or her
something
legs
really
doesn't
long. Add up here. Yeah.
Her legs are really long.
Yeah, so she can take really big steps.
Looks so weird.
I got it.
Why are you doing lunges, Kamala?
God.
Just stretch your legs from New York to the Grand Canyon in one step. It may be two.
So she goes from there, and she, in the desert, that's where she finds the ship, the downed Avenger ship, that, like... She doesn't seem to recognize it at first. And then when she gets in there, she finds Cap Shield and she's like, oh, this is the ship. Like, this is where the Avengers were.
She just scoops the shield up.
And she just fucking pulls like, hey, this is mine.
What the fuck are you doing?
And
Hulk rages the fuck out because she just grabbed... And, like, he fucking forgot it over there. Like, I don't see why he's so angry.
Yeah. Like, I picked it up for you. You're welcome.
I was looking for that. And you found it. It's mine.
Give me that back. And, like, and so she runs through the ship while Hulk is chasing her. And then,
that
scene rivals the scene in Avengers, the movie, where Black Widow gets chased by the Hulk.
It was scarier in the movie. I'm not going to lie.
It's cool. Like, that's a cool ass scene. Like, I very much like both of those scenes, and playing through it was good. Yeah. Like, that's a cool, that's a well done scene there. Not much gameplay.
But, you're just running.
Yeah, you're just running.
Do not get hit.
And, like, as a side note, like, a lot of this stuff reminded me of playing through Tomb Raider, which makes sense because Crystal Dynamics made Tomb Raider and they did all the reboots except for the last one.
I just thought about something.
Okay.
If Hulk hits Kamala, she dies in one hit.
Yeah.
No,
why doesn't that happen?
Game over.
Why doesn't that happen with the guys that you fight?
Oh, I don't know.
It's true.
Because it doesn't make any sense. That part doesn't make sense.
Small, tiny, like, human, five hits.
Those story beats, like, all that stuff reminds me of playing through Tomb Raider. Like, especially the way Kamala plays is like, I'm Lara Croft in a lot of different ways.
More Black Widow.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But, like, Black Widow plays a lot faster than what Lara Croft does in Tomb Raider. Like, Lara Croft is kind of slow.
Yeah.
And Kamala is not super fast. Like, Black Widow plays like Lara Croft on speed. Okay. Drugs, I don't know.
Oh, what's a drug?
What's a drug? Freaking out, man. So that scene's good, but as soon as you get through that scene, you leave the ship... And then you leave the ship, and she's like, well, I guess I'm going to go look for the Avengers. Bitch, you just left the Hulk. You know where he is. You know that motherfucker's Bruce Banner. Like,
turn around.
Why? Yeah, you're leaving where you need to be already.
You just have to calm him down, and then you can find him. Like, just use Bruce to find them.
Sun's getting real low, big guy.
Yeah, I'm going to need that. Fuck, somebody pet my hand.
like, they can't say that because that was, like, in the movies.
Right, right,
copyright.
Right.
So, like, Kamala's like, the moon is getting real high.
The stars
time
are
to settle
brave.
Down now.
Me Hulk, me smash. But I can't smash. The weak.
So, I think that them, like, the Hulk thing is kind of whatever, like, that's a very specific scene that I'm bitching about, but, like, the overall story arc of having Inhumans be part of it just kind of was like, boy, I've seen this 70 fucking times.
Yep.
Like, I've seen the Terra Genesis. I've seen the bomb go off. Like, I get it. I've read that fucking comic book. I know how this happens. Mm-hmm. And that was just like one other thing. It was just like, fucking shrug. What did you think of MODOK, Madeline?
I didn't really, I was like, I don't really know him because I didn't read the comics about that. So
same here.
He reminded me of like.
I kept wanting to call him Megamind. Like, I almost just now called him Megamind.
Dude, he's a white Megamind.
I get it. The, like, dudes from Ninja Turtles, the old Ninja Turtles with the people and the.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of.
It's basically the same thing. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool. So I had the right idea.
Yes,
all right.
You did.
I didn't know who it was until he started becoming him. I was like, wait.
I didn't like fighting him with Black Widow at the end. I thought that was stupid.
Okay. I don't think I had too much trouble with that, but I kept rubber banding my difficulty. So I'm like, I'm jumping in between different settings because I couldn't find a difficulty that worked for the characters that I wanted to play in most settings. Yeah. Like it was either too hard and I kept dying. Especially during the Hulk scenes, like, I fucking hate playing as the Hulk.
It was
Let me get through this. This is awful.
The Incredible Hulk video game was way better. That was fun. Really? I love that game. One. I played it. It was great.
I found that I was better than most at playing the Hulk.
Okay.
Because I know when we were talking about the demo, you guys hated playing. Like, I didn't have fun playing as the Hulk, but I didn't have a problem with it neither.
Okay.
But I wasn't like maybe I was on an easier setting. I don't think so. I think I was just normal across the board.
So like once you get far enough in the story and you get to the unlocking challenges or events or story things. Mm-hmm. So you select those on the Chimera?
Yeah.
You select those on the ship and it's basically like a menu board. That you scroll through.
The war table.
And the war table, thank you. Yeah. And in the war table, each event has a specific number by it, and it varies based on what number you are, except when it doesn't. And it also varies based on what character you choose to play. And I never figured out how that fucking math worked. Like, if I choose Tony, it says +4. If I choose Hulk, it says +8. And like,
choose Kamala, it's like -7.
Yeah, and if it's Kamala, it's -7. Like, I don't know what's going on. What is changing those? Like, and I never did figure it out. Like, I played this game for 20 fucking hours, and I still don't know how that works.
Most powerful Avengers. It's a list of how powerful you are. Kamala's -7.
I mean, I guess like so, that may be what it is.
Like selecting the characters and stuff. Kamala was like almost always powerful, more powerful than the Hulk.
Really?
The way that I was playing, I was like, this makes zero sense.
It does.
Black Widow was my highest because I played as her the most.
But, right.
Like, she was the most powerful. Like if I fought her. Like, fought the Hulk with her, I would have kicked the Hulk's ass. Like,
what?
And Black Widow.
What level did you get your any character up to?
I think Widow's at like 70 something.
Holy fuck, you made it way further than I did. So, I think
my next one is like 20.
Okay. So, I think I have Thor and Tony are probably both in the 30s. Tony's high 30s and then Thor is low 30s. So I kind of switched in between those two.
Thor's my lowest.
Really?
I never played as him.
I really liked the way that hammer sounds when it hits.
Yeah, I like the way it sounds.
And like, oh, that sound is so good.
It's like you're playing pinball.
I like Thor's side story. Like the little side missions. I like the like Loki.
So
I didn't see any of those.
No, I didn't play that.
Yeah, really?
I never played that one because mine says that that difficulty of that mission is like +40. And I'm like, well, I guess I won't play it.
Is there like a skill tree?
Because I'll never make it through that.
There is a skill tree for each character.
And Black Widow's is the same way. Widow's is like 35. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I mean, I have her in the 20s. Like, I'm not a newbie. I've played Widow a lot. And why does her mission say +60 or whatever the number is?
Grace. Period, not a grace period, but there's like an area and it fluctuates.
Okay.
So like 70 with Widow.
Yeah.
You can play anything below 70, but you can only go up to like 73. I don't know why that's how that works.
Well, okay, so what I'm talking about is the red number on the war table. Like, but my widow is only at level 20.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's plus 70 in the red, what does that even mean?
In the red, she needs that many more levels.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
I have one
well,
where it's
what
like,
I it meant.
I have
that's
one that's like 108 plus 108. I'm like, how am I going to get that many levels for these characters?
Keep playing. Keep playing the same mission.
I've done the same mission like 6 times and I'm sick of it.
That's what this game is, though.
It's about recognizing the patterns. It's so much grinding. And
the secret boxes, I'm terrible at getting them.
Well, that's why I play as Tony. Just fucking fly up to that shit.
There's a box over there.
Which is, I don't play like shooting games. I'm just not good at them.
Yeah.
But I play as Widow so that I can use her with like her pistols and stuff.
Okay.
Which doesn't make sense to me, but I think it's because it's like a ranged attack. I don't have to be kicked in the face while I'm trying to fight people.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense.
Go from afar when they try to throw something at you. You just dodge.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 dodge. Boop, 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 dodge.
I wish you could change the reload time with her, though.
Like Dark Souls with guns.
Take a minute.
It's way worse than Dark Souls. Like, Dark Souls at least has a pattern and, like, a fucking...
Yeah.
You can understand how to play Dark Souls. I still don't know how to play Avengers. I don't get it.
As you're leveling up, she's like, yeah. It was plus 80, now it's plus 120.
Yeah, like...
Why is it going up with it?
It does not make sense. None of these numbers make sense. I don't remember who plays Tony, but I think it's Nolan North.
It's Nolan North.
Nolan North and Troy Baker does Bruce.
Yeah, that's...
I thought Bruce was good... Thor was good, and Kamala's voice actor was good, even though...
Iron Man was good.
Really? I fucking hate it.
It wasn't our RDJ, but yeah. I'm used to hearing Nolan's voice.
I put in my notes, I was like, Iron Man's poor, why, and why is it not RDJ? So...
How much you'd have to pay him for that game?
Whatever.
More than they spent making the game, they'd have to, like,
I don't.
RDJ. I said I probably
Yeah, but get that
like
Disney
it.
Money, bro, like... Have Disney shell out that shit. Whatever.
We want to bring you back for voice acting. What?
What? Just, I didn't sign up for this.
I thought I retired from this role.
People would be pissed because they're like, why would you do that? Like, bring back one character.
Yeah, of all the characters, you're only going to bring back one.
It's like how they're going to reboot Pirates, but it's going to be without...
Yeah, well, you can't even
Johnny
do that.
Depp. Like,
you can't even do that. I was just watching the first
Pirates
earlier this week.
I signed a petition
today
to make for them to hire Johnny Depp.
Hell yeah, do it. Send me that shit.
There's like 500,000, almost 500,000 signatures now.
I'll sign it. 5,001.
I will share in a group chat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did not like Nolan North's Iron Man. Tony Stark didn't care for it.
Like one-liners, just that's not Tony.
It's all
that's not Tony
flat
Stark.
Too. Like. Yeah. I thought the delivery was flat. Yeah. I didn't laugh at any of it. And, like, he's supposed to be funny. Like, even Thor, I thought, had some funny lines throughout the thing. And Bruce has some good quips in there, too.
I thought a lot of it was cringy. I like Bruce the most because he was really awkward. I think that's what I was like, oh,
Bruce
different.
And Kamala, they're, like, dynamic.
Oh, for
I
sure.
Like that.
Yeah, that was
100%.
Yeah, and they would probably have the better chemistry out of all the characters was Kamala and Bruce.
I think they just focused on Kamala, and then the rest was just... Add in, fill in stuff.
Well, she was trying to make Bruce
proud. No, I just
the
game was focused too much on Kamala, and like it, when you played Kamala felt fine, but when you played with anybody else, it was like, well, this game wasn't meant to be played that way.
Well,
are you saying it needs to be focused on Kamala or it doesn't?
Like,
I'm confused.
Like, I'm saying that they built the game to focus on Kamala.
Yeah.
And then when you didn't play as Kamala, it felt wrong.
Well, I think I kind of get what you're saying, but it's also like an Avengers game.
Yeah.
So they couldn't just have it be Kamala.
They should have made.
Maybe it
would have been a better game if it was a game focused on Kamala and you got to play as Thor like once. You know what I mean?
See, I don't think that's going to work. Like, I think if you make a Kamala game, you make a Kamala game.
Yeah.
Like, you make a Miss Marvel game.
Yeah.
And you don't, like,
but
it would have been better.
Yeah.
More money, for sure.
Yes.
If they would, like, structure it like the MCU.
Yeah.
Make a Miss Marvel game. Mm-hmm. Make a fucking Thor game. Make an Iron Man game. And you don't even have to make them, like, huge fucking big-ass budget things. Like, if you figure out how you want those characters to control in their individual games, then you will have solved that problem for your ensemble game.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what they did in the MCU. They figured out how they wanted to represent these characters on screen,
like they,
and then they put them all together.
They dropped the ball on Thor twice, and then they figured it out with the last one.
Yep.
I kind of like the first two Thor movies.
Yeah, I mean, I like them, but they're not as
Dark World did suck, so...
Yeah.
Wait, was that? No, that was second. Yeah, the second Thor movie is the worst. I like one and three.
Two's
Ragnarok?
Two's okay.
Real like okay. Ragnarok?
No, I like Ragnarok. That was the best one.
Okay.
But like, two is not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that
Thor
good.
Thor 2 is not, comparatively, is not that bad.
Isn't that the Dark World? Isn't that
yes.
what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Not like Jane. She's like flat.
Well, yeah. That sucks.
And she's going to be back.
She's going to be in the new one.
Yeah.
Love and Thunder.
But it's not going to be like the second movie.
So right.
Hopefully she has a personality.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be better.
Yeah. She was like barely in it. Just like,
yeah.
Like it had her in it, but she, like everything was happening to her, so but didn't really care about her emotions or any character development.
Oh, I got this ether in me. Okay. Back to
get
the
it
game.
Out.
Back to So I spent huge amounts of time in this fucking game just standing in one place waiting for my abilities to recharge because I knew I knew that if I ran into battle without my fucking ultimate as Hulk or without my fucking ultimate as Tony that I was gonna fucking die.
You just hear like
I
you
really
just hear Hulk
use.
Grunting in the background. Where's he at? He's hiding behind a rock.
It's easier to build the ultimate with the Hulk. Because you can use the rage, and then it builds that.
I never got good at that. I don't even know.
I use the rage to, like, recharge
that,
my health.
That's the left trigger, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know what that's supposed to do. I felt like when I used the rage.
Yeah, you hold it and hit. That's all you gotta do. Hold it, button smash, and then your rage meter.
But I felt like every time that I activated that's what I thought it was supposed to do. But whenever I activated that, I'd still just fucking die in 4 seconds. And like, I was like, okay, I don't know, fucking maybe I'm playing this wrong. I don't know.
I don't know.
And I never figured it out. I'm like, fuck the Hulk, I guess. I don't want to play as this motherfucker.
I mean, it wasn't great, but I figured it out. I don't know how to explain it. But when I played as the Hulk, I felt like the Hulk until you got to the guy where it was like, okay, he's got all this body armor. But why? Who cares? I'm the Hulk. I throw him across the room and he dies.
Who cares? I'm the Hulk.
Like, I get when it's the, you know, puny human, he's dead.
I cry. Right.
But then there's the same human wearing a white outfit and I gotta bash him in the head 20 times. To kill him.
He just changed his t-shirt. Now he's invincible.
The adaptoids that you had to fight as Black Widow. Why? 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 That was terrible. Yep. I hated it. It was horrible. I died so many times.
How much of the harm room did you do?
All of it.
Fuck you. God damn.
It
nice.
Sucked.
Yeah.
I died as the Hulk. I don't know how many. I quit because I was like, I can't beat this. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I did it, but.
I didn't do Hulks. I did mostly the ones where it's like. Like, I didn't focus on the individual ones except for, I think, Tony's and maybe Thor's. But when I played as Black Widow, and you can fuck up the harm room with Black Widow.
Yes.
Holy shit. Because she is so fast, and that is the way to just, you can, when and in her ultimate, you can spam Y, and Y is the bow staff smash.
Oh, man.
Holy fuck. Just do that. Just do that.
Smashing it. Yeah.
Yep.
She is one Hulk ultimate where you, like, call all the enemies to you, I would accidentally do that one and die in seconds.
Right?
Come to me. I'm not powerful enough.
It's like, wait, no, I made a mistake. and then I just do the, like, clap one.
I always...
Go away.
So my thing that I did with the Hulk a lot was jump... like, if I got into trouble, I'd just jump into the air and then do the dive.
Yeah.
Yes, just jump and dive, jump and dive.
Yeah, the jump dive works pretty well.
Until you get to the sniper.
Yep. And he snipes you in the air.
And then you're just like
fucking falling out of the air and he's just like headshot. Like, what the fuck?
Did you shoot the Hulk in the eye?
Dude from Sniper Elite 4.
Yeah. You can hear him yell, "No scope, bitch." Like, what?
Me playing COD.
The big green dude doing it in my game. Oh, it's Ryan.
Ryan's got all that DLC, but it doesn't help him.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So at one point in Hulk's story, you play against Abomination.
Yes.
And like for no apparent reason, they just throw that motherfucker in. Like
he's like, "Hey, I'm back."
Wait, like in the act, like in the story or in his like side challenge?
I think side. I did it's Hulk's side challenge.
I did not do that one.
Was he in the? No, he was in the game.
Yeah, he's in the main story.
I couldn't. I can't remember. But yes. I did do Hulk's side challenge.
I had to give you. A matched villain, which,
but like
for some humans, they were.
Why? Villains. Like, he's one of like four villains in that game. It's not like you play as or play against somebody for Tony's side, yeah, right?
Play
like
as old fucking Ultron.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, pops up.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, that's like, oh, Ultron. That's like the
you're back.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Wait. What else? Yeah, you had Taskmaster.
Yep.
I hated him. Mm-hmm.
So who else was there? Cap?
Yeah,
I didn't fight fucking Hydra, did
I
you?
Didn't, I didn't play enough of those bonus story missions to, like, so I think I did Hulk's, and I think I did Tony's, and I'm pretty sure that was it.
I did Widow's and Thor's.
All the other ones were like, 75 more levels, and you can play this. And I'm like,
you know what's shitty? Why did Marvel decide to freeze Cap again?
Oh my God.
Like, I was like, wait, he fucking just woke up 5 years. Like, he already woke up like 80 years in the future, and now he's fucking
lost another five years.
Like, oh, what's changed now? Is there fucking flying cars? No, we haven't figured that out yet.
Like,
go back in the ice, bro.
Like, in the storyline, Cap is obviously put on ice in a satellite, and Tony has to pull. In the end of Avengers scene where he flies into space, but doesn't
not through wormhole.
Nope, not through wormhole. Just flies into space, but doesn't exactly account for space shit. So like by the time he gets there, the fucking armor's like frozen and he's barely made it.
Yeah.
Like, you're Tony motherfucking Stark. How do you not know what space is like? Like, how have you not solved that issue?
Yeah.
I was upset that Cap just got out of his sleep and is now running on the walls and doing flips over the things. I'm like, that's no.
He's like, right. He wakes up. He's like, oh, let's fucking go.
Because
like,
Tony, amped. Tony I'm has in to space. Help him walk.
I can flip.
Yeah.
Like a whole walking section, which takes forever. And then he's just running. I'm like, why couldn't you do that 5 seconds ago? Because this would have made like, this so much easier.
Help me up. Help me up. Didn't need your help, Tony.
I don't know how many times you played through that scene where he runs on the walls in the space station. I fucking died so many times. I'm like, I don't know how to jump across this to make it in wall run.
I
like,
would wall run
super
and
unclear.
Jump to the other one and just fall.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
100%, keep running, keep going. 100%,
like, why? I don't understand why I didn't make it. And I still don't know exactly what button combination I pushed to make that happen. But like all that, like none of that feels good in those segments. Like if for the way that the Kamala scene plays where she runs through the helicopter or the helicarrier, this is like everything that's not.
Mm-hmm.
And like, hated it so much. That was bad for sure. What'd you guys think of So built within the battling system, I guess, which is mostly just a mash fest. I'm just going to push these buttons until the thing dies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reversal system built in. Did any of you get that to work right at any point? Because I did not. I didn't.
So.
No.
Okay. I had it in my notes here, so I thought I'd ask if, like, because it didn't work for me.
What notes you got? No, I was looking at the font. I another language.
I wrote it.
Oh, you what?
It's my handwriting.
It's not a font.
Fucking technology. Was I in ice? What the hell?
A little stylus. It's a DS now. You remember that? You remember that app on the original DS?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was pretty cool.
The chat room, pick to chat.
Yep. Whatever.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh my gosh,
pick to chat was super cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna draw a
school
dick.
Bus when I was a kid. Everyone
I'm gonna draw a dick and send it to
old
my
school
buddy.
Dick pics.
But I couldn't tell if like the reversal system or slash counter system was broken, like glitched the fuck out, or if I was just bad at it. And like, there's so many things about that battling thing that like, I don't know if this is broken.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm not doing it right. And the training segments for the length of time that they spend training you in playing this game, like, I still don't know how to fucking play.
Yeah.
Like, why in the training sessions, and even there should be an option for you to turn on, okay, what are some of the combos that I can do? It's like playing a fighting game.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea how to play Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat without those fucking combo buttons on the screen at any given time. And, like, if you're going to make a brawler, if you're going to make me do certain button presses and just expect me to fucking get good at it, but change it for each fucking character and there's seven characters, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? How am I ever supposed to get good at that? I don't know what those buttons are.
Yeah.
And they flash on screen during the training session, and that's it.
Yep. Only at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess their answer is, well, go to the harm room. Like,
no.
The difficulty ramps up so fast on that harm room that, like, there's no point in trying to learn how to play. I guess it's just a smash fest to see if I can fucking beat this or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand behind this pillar, and I'm going to recharge my health, pop out, shoot, shoot, shoot. Stand behind the pillar again. Like, that's how I'm going to beat this enemy. I'm going to game the game in order to beat the harm room. Because you have to. Like, oh!
Is the harm room, like, canon? Just out of curiosity.
I mean, it is for X-Men.
But it's called the danger room,
it's
right?
Like the old...
I think it's called the danger zone. No. So there's a highway to it.
No.
Isn't, like, the old Avengers, like, cartoon?
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. It's not called the harm room, but they just have like a training.
Yeah, they're allowed to use that term.
That's where you get harmed.
I thought that as you upgrade your gear, that whole system
sucked.
It looked horrible.
From what
I watched. I mean,
I ran out of parts every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I never ran out of parts because I have way too many of all of the parts because I scoured every single corner of every single map and collected every single resource I could throughout the entire thing.
You don't
thing.
Play the game right.
So,
I can't open the like boxes.
I would not do that.
I cannot
billion
solve the puzzles.
Credit.
I am
dumb.
A very linear player and I have to continue with the story. If I start doing other shit, I will stop playing Skyrim. That happened to me in Skyrim. Get lost interest as soon as I started doing much side
quests. Oh, man.
I would go save the, like, other Inhumans that you have to save, and then they'd have, like, the secret chest. Like, Jarvis would be like, oh, there's a chest with gear nearby. I'm like, okay, cool. I can't get it. I cannot get in the room to get it.
So to get in a lot of those rooms, you need
to shoot, like, three things.
You just shoot the things, and you need a character that flies. That's how I got into them with Tony, because I can fly around, shoot, 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 and I can, like, be in a spot in the air where I can see multiples at a time. So I can just aim, shoot, aim, shoot, aim, shoot.
What if I don't want to play as a flying character? Because I hated both of them.
Well, I guess you're not collecting that shit then.
I shot most of them with Widow.
Right.
But then I would just not be able to find one. I'm like, oh, looks like I'm not getting that gear. So I'm going to keep going with the story.
You didn't miss much.
No.
So collecting that gear, depending on what the chests are, because they're weighted with certain rarities and stuff like that. Like, most of the time I didn't collect anything worth finding. And I think, like, because it works the same way, and correct me if I'm wrong, Troy, the same way that Destiny does, where your armor look doesn't change.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there are collectibles that change the look of your armor. But this, like, so with Destiny, there's both.
Okay.
So there's stuff that looks that you, like, you can say, I want to always look like this, but I actually have this on underneath of it.
You know okay, I mean? Right.
With Avengers, you got to pay to look cool, and then you got to grind to be strong.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to be strong?
100%. That is exactly true.
Just from... Like, I haven't played that much of it, but all of the cool skins, they're just skins. Like, they don't change how anything plays.
Right. The deluxe edition unlocks a few cool ones, so I was able to play as a cool-looking version of Tony, you know, a cool-looking version of Thor. Actually, his isn't that good. But Captain America's gives you the ability to put him in his 1942 armor.
Yes.
Or, I mean, armor. So he's got, like, a World War II helmet on. Oh. He's got goggles on.
He's got a triangle shield, right? Or no?
No, it's still... Oh. The shield might be different, but it's still a circle.
Oh, darn. It'd be better if it was the...
So, and it's like... School. And it would be...
Yes.
I agree. But how would you make that fly?
Cap did it, I think.
Yeah, he's Captain America. He's probably
yes.
But the... And I may have mentioned this on the pod before. I'm not sure if I did. But the in that armor... His face glitches the fuck out.
We
so,
mentioned it before, but I don't think we had it in video.
I don't think we had it in video, yes, so we'll put it in the video here. I'll show you guys. The fucking cutscenes are, for real, it's probably the funniest shit I've seen in a video game this year. Yeah. Because Captain America will be talking, it's super serious, right? Like, he's Captain America and he's not really a funny character. And his fucking eye just pops out of his glasses, pops out of his goggles and he's looking around. And the fucking eye just keeps moving and shit, like, outside, and it pops back in.
And it's like a thing from fucking Star Wars.
Yeah.
Just pops out.
It's exactly that. And his nose, too, whenever he, like, moves his lips because his nose is connected to the goggles.
Yeah.
And, like, but the physics aren't right around the face, so his face is, like, distorting around his nose, and it's going up and down on the sides of his mouth. Oh, my God. Some of the funniest fucking shit I have ever seen. Totally unintentional, totally fucking broken. But absolutely worth seeing. I'm going to put that in the video for sure. Because it's amazing. Man. I think everything from the vendors is too expensive.
Yep.
Particularly the suits that you can unlock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, holy fuck. How much of this game do I have to play to unlock that shit? Well, that's insane.
From what I've heard of the game makers, this game is playable forever.
Well, it's going to have to,
like,
be.
It never,
you're going to have to play it forever.
I be doing that.
It never ends. You can just keep
that's
playing.
That's so annoying.
Over and over.
That's so annoying.
I'd rather not.
I don't.
Add DLC.
Well, they did.
There's more
characters, but you don't get anything, any new story. You just get to play through the story as those other characters.
They should add more, like an aftermath. There's got to be villains popping up.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, they got to add some.
Yeah.
Game's way too short. There's way too much in the game that you have to do to unlock and, like, get your characters upgraded. Like, there's so much you have to do to do that. There has to be more like, gameplay that you haven't seen yet.
So I think this game's just trying to do too many things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's too many characters. It's too much focus on the games as a service to make this work in the way that they want it to, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted so you guys played it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you either of you buy any of the DLC characters?
Don't think they put any out yet.
Oh, they have.
So
that comes out when they release the, like, second aftermath or whatever.
So as far as I know, Kate Bishop is the first character, and she comes out in December.
I thought Hawkeye was coming.
He is. Hawkeye's
coming. I thought both of them.
Spider-Man is
Let me look it up real quick.
Spider-Man's coming out if you have PlayStation.
I wanted to play as Spider-Man, but I have that'd be Xbox, cool. So.
That's because you have the better console.
Yeah.
Well, let me look it up here.
Okay.
Okay, so for the DLC, I don't think they've put any out yet, because I don't think Kate Bishop or Clint Barton are... Because they're just skins of each other, as far as I understand it. They're not two different characters. It's one Hawkeye, and you can play as Kate Bishop, or you can play as Clint Barton. And that's not out yet, because they delayed all of the DLC, including Spider-Man, I'm pretty sure, because this game was a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
When it launched. Like, so what a goddamn shit show.
I know.
Seriously.
So, I played your game. You let me borrow it, and I played it on my Xbox. And then they released that patch, and that patch was huge. I went back to play it again, and it was enormous, and it didn't fix anything.
That patch, that initial,
yes,
like, week later patch, was 1,000 bug or glitch fixes. 1,000. And it still didn't solve half the ones, at least, that I had.
Yeah.
Because I played it after that patch pulled, and, like, this still feels broken. Like, I don't know what this supposedly fixed or who's reporting these, because I didn't report any bugs. I know a lot of people do that kind of thing. But it didn't seem like it fixed a whole lot, if you ask me. I would agree with that 100%, Troy. It was for sure.
Like, they fixed bugs that they found, like, post going gold, I think. Like, that the testers found in their studio.
Oh, they were like, right.
All
right.
That time of from going gold to release, they found all these bugs. So they made a patch to fix all those, but they didn't get any of our feedback at that point.
Jesus, they're still fixing pre-launch fucking glitches.
That's what that's how I see this game going.
So, yeah, I don't know if there's a whole lot more to say. Madeline, what number would you give it?
Out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
5.
Okay.
Leaning more towards like a 4 point something.
Oh, wow.
That's 4 is a bad score, for sure. I think there are very much parts of this game that are bad.
Yeah.
100%. So, Colin, you took the route of basically just watching all 5 hours of cutscenes. Would you recommend that based on...
I would recommend watching it. The story's great. I've always been that person, you know, I like watching a single-player story-based game, especially if I don't feel like buying the game. That sounds horrible. Like, I should really buy the game. It's like PlayStation. Like, I watched the Spider-Man. I watched God of War. I got to watch those gameplay walkthroughs. This one was very fun to watch. I won't lie. I enjoyed watching it. So, based on just watching it, being a spectator, not having to see somebody go through all the side missions and blah, 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 just the general story, I'd give it a 6.5 or 7.
Okay.
I think it was really good overall story. Like, I think you and I talked a little bit, it was a slow start, rough start,
it's a rough
but
start.
It really picked up and it was interesting. Cause that was a, like for you, you said like all the inhuman stuff like that, like you already knew about all that, but I didn't cause I didn't pay too much attention to Marvel growing up. It was mostly DC.
Yeah.
Like I like the DC animated stuff. So, it was interesting to see that take that Marvel had. I really enjoyed that plot a lot.
Well, I guess for me, like I saw it in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And it was in, I think, one of the TV shows. And obviously, I read that comic book.
I haven't seen that.
So, like, yeah, I guess that's kind of on me for a little bit. You know, there's only so many Marvel stories they can do.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I don't know. And they had to do Inhumans because I doubt that at the time when they started making this game, Disney had not bought Fox yet.
Yeah,
so Disney did not have the rights to license X-Men yet.
Yeah.
But I think the game would have been stronger had it been mutants instead of Inhumans, because I think mutants are better.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, hot damn. All right. We're going to do news time here.
Yeah.
Real quick.
News time. Quick news.
First bit of news comes to us from videogamechronicle.com. Microsoft expects the Xbox Series X and S supply shortages to continue until April 21.
Damn! That's a long time.
That is
I am glad I got
number now.
I'm like, glad Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I am also glad I managed to get one. Thank you, Troy.
Yep, I'm the only person playing Rocksmith.
I'm glad I'm the one person in the room that has 3 other people that have it, so.
Yeah. This is true.
Good call. So according to, this comes to us from an interview. I think actually both bits of news are from the same interview. So the Xbox CFO talked to... I don't see who he talked to, where this source is from. But the chief financial officer, Tim Stewart, he was at a tech conference. And he said that the gaming is just exploding right now, is what the quote says.
I mean,
here.
COVID, everybody's stuck at home.
For sure.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Like, that's a goddamn problem.
I talked about in an early episode, you know, like everybody has a freaking console. Like,
yeah.
It's just how it is. Like most households have at least one console in them, whether it be a Wii.
Yes.
I'd hope not, but
I 100% think there are still households with Wiis.
Oh, for sure.
In them.
Understandable. The only console, and they still play it like a lot.
Dude, if I knew somebody that had a Wii, I'd go over there and play Wii bowling. Totally would.
I would
the only
people.
Game to play.
New Super Mario yeah. Brothers.
So yeah, he says when we get to Q4, all of our supply chain continuing to go full speed, heading into kind of the pre-summer months. So that would be why we are thinking April.
Yeah.
That's where I expect to start to see some of the supply catch up to the demand.
Wow.
He says here.
That long? You really can't make that many in time?
We have supply cranking over the next, what, 4, 5, 6 months. And when I expect to see, and that's when I expect to see that the demand profiles start to be met, which is really, which will be really, really great. He says, yes, it will be really, really great in April. It's not now. Amazon also sent out emails saying that people's consoles would be delayed, possibly after Christmas.
Yeah.
If you pre-ordered it on Amazon, you fucking might not get that shit. And I don't know anyone that pre-ordered on Amazon.
How long did
so.
You wait for your PlayStation, just out of curiosity?
It launched on Thursday. I got it on Friday.
Oh, I haven't seen the PlayStation yet.
I'll show you when we leave here.
I walked in his house. He wasn't
you
even
see
in here.
Big ass
I walked
console.
In. I was like, I was gonna sit down and play Avengers, and then there was that white controller, and I was like, I'm gonna play Spider-Man. I played Spider-Man.
Were you Spider-Man?
Yeah, I got Spider-Man.
I wanna play Spider-Man.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Stay here.
We can all get out of here and go play Spider-Man. Last bit of news here. I think, yeah, this is from the same news article. So Bethesda might not be exclusive to Xbox. So Tim Stewart, Xbox chief executive.
Come on, man.
Tim Stewart also talks about the Microsoft purchase in that same interview. And let's see, what is his exact...
They're just going to milk it off Sony. Like, hey, you got to pay big bucks for our games.
I mean...
I think they just...
Probably?
They just leave it alone and they make money from everybody. You know what I mean?
So like,
everybody
says,
buys Bethesda games.
Yeah.
He says here, Stewart said that they highly encourage cross-platform play, which is true.
Yeah.
Xbox is super big on that. And it's better for them if everyone is succeeding. And he says, to quote, the classic rising tide lifts all boats scenario. Which, okay, I can see that. I can see that. He digs into some long-term plans, and he goes on to say, we don't have intentions of just pulling all of Bethesda's content out of Sony or Nintendo or otherwise. However, if these games come to other systems, he believes they will be their best and sometimes arrive early on Microsoft platforms, which is what we had speculated about when this initially came through. What we want is we want that content in the long run to be either first or better or best or pick your differentiated experience on our platform. So maybe exclusive DLC.
Better on Xbox.
Better on Xbox. Best on Xbox.
You know, first,
that makes sense.
First on Xbox.
Yeah.
Those are three that Sony just rubs in everybody's face. Only on Sony.
100%.
Only on Sony.
100% true.
Or with the freaking Call of Duty stuff.
Skyrim.
Oh, by the way.
New Skyrim. Better on Xbox.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear that. Gosh.
Yes.
It'd be exciting.
Want
it 2 months before PlayStation.
two full months?
2 full months. On beat game before.
Can you beat an Elder Scrolls game?
Oh, God,
in two
no.
Months?
No, you cannot beat it in 2 months.
Maybe this main
Fuck.
Story.
All the DLC won't even be out in two
That's
months.
True.
You got probably a year worth of DLC there. Fuck. Let's see. He said, we will want Bethesda content to show up the best on our platforms.
Yep.
So that makes sense. So he says they didn't buy Bethesda to make a point of exclusives.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the quote
Microsoft
here.
Microsoft is smart. They're not.
For sure.
They're not
assholes.
They're not, what do you call it? Selfish.
Assholes.
They're greedy.
What do you call it?
They're not selfish. They're greedy.
Well, for sure. If
so,
multi-billion-dollar business, you don't stay in
Sony,
that, like...
Sony's like, you know what? Fuck all you. This is our game. Yeah. Microsoft is like, you want to buy it? Buy it.
Fucking buy it.
I don't care. You know, the people that have an Xbox get it for free.
For sure.
Like, Game Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PlayStation, you're
paying not free, but
everybody that buys it on PlayStation, that's $60.
Basically free.
Like, you were going to pay that money anyway.
Right.
It's like,
for sure.
It's like Netflix. It's like, it's not free, but with all the stuff that's on there, it's free.
Yeah, it's free to watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's free to watch.
Everything's free to watch.
And I can't say the same thing about Disney, though.
No. Nope.
Fucking Mulan.
Yeah. December 30th,
$30?
Buddy.
$30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck $30
for
Fuck
one movie.
You.
Is it still 30?
I think Jesus. It went down in price. I don't know. This is some timed thing.
I'm
it
not
was 30.
It.
December 30th, we can watch it for
Holy
free.
Shit.
Wow. Well, not free.
Nothing's really free. I don't know what camera to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a million.
Yeah, there are,
like six, but
four. So I think we're going to get out of here. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been Crazy Train of Thought episode, whatever the fuck we're on, brought to you by the Idiot Savants.
I have a thing to plug. Sorry.
Okay.
Plug it.
Plug it, Troy.
I am playing Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah.
On stream, on Twitch.
Twitch.
Okay.
Twitch.
I'm playing it for
TV
the first time.
Slash.
I've never played... slash Deadeye887.
There you go.
Yeah. So I've never played a Mass Effect game ever, and I'm playing it, and it looks great.
It did. I watched some of Troy's stream because I love Mass Effect. It's one of my favorite properties.
I was expecting it to look like garbage because it's the first game. That's 360.
Yeah, that was a.
I was playing a
damn near launch.
Launch 360 game, and it looks great. In 4K.
Wow.
I was excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So if you want to check out Troy playing Mass Effect, he's going to be, got like some sort of time frame or just set notifications.
Try and set notifications for sure, but I'm going to try and do at least one part a week.
Okay.
I don't know what day of the week yet. I haven't set that part of it up.
Okay. You want to tweet it from the podcast account? Is that where people should
Yes, follow
check that out?
At the Svants, and I will tweet out when I'm going live.
Okay. Perfect. Excellent. Thank you, Troy, for being here, obviously. Yes. Thank you, Madeline. You're thank welcome. You, Colin.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Or morning, or whatever time it is where you're listening. Hmm. Love you guys. Thanks for your support. Love and support. I keep talking. Oh. Oh, it's still recording. Hello. But hello, goodbye.
That's all, folks.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
I literally can we
be
all
riot,
stand up
be upset.
And change them real fast.
It's a hassle to just exist, you know?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's
why we can't have nice things. It just sucks existing. There's always problems. Why live?
I mean, I can ignore it.
Okay, do that. How about that?
We won't. Ryan, don't put the feet up there. Troy, don't look at the TV.